I just want to lie on the beach and eat hot dogs. That's all I've ever wanted.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I want my diarrhea rack, diarrhea rack, diarrhea rack ribs. You don't want to know how those things were made. That's all I got to say.
I used to love it.
You don't want to know who was making your ribs. That's all I got to say. Number two.
Oh, no.
If you thought you could get ribs for $9.99, endless ribs at Chili's, and fucking Gordon Ramsay was cooking them, you got a different story coming altogether. It's a guy with one eyeball and a bad crystal meth problem.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know something real quick.
Okay, go.
I just achieved a goal.
One
of my goals on my Apple Watch.
Oh, well, good for you.
By dancing.
Here in the studio?
Here in the studio.
That's it. That's the only exercise I get. It's the only exercise I get. It's the only exercise I need.
Just I was dancing, and all of a sudden it was like, ding, ding, goal achieved.
There you go. someone was asking me the other day. They're like, I've lost a little bit of weight. And they were like, how did you lose the weight? And I said, I went on that keto meat diet. Meat only. And I did it for like 5-6 months. I want to say 5 or 6 months. Last year, I did it. And the crazy thing was, it worked so incredibly well that even when I stopped the diet, I continued to lose weight.
That's crazy.
Isn't that insane? Now, I don't know if that's because my stomach shrunk and I just had less of an appetite. I'm not like the world's... Astrid will come to me, Brian, what do you want for dinner next Tuesday night? And I'm like, next Tuesday night? I don't even know what I'm doing in the next minute and a half.
She's prepping meals.
She's prepping meals, and food is so important to her, like, daily routine. Not that she eats a lot, but that she just, like...
No, it's me, too, and I get where she's coming
why?
From, because you don't cook, and neither does Jeff, so...
You knew that going into it, right?
Who else is going to do it?
I don't know. I mean, I would if I had to.
And you got three kids.
And so. I have three kids. Well, that's true. If I had to cook for those three kids...
Five,
there's 12 to 13 of them. Yeah. I'm not even sure how many children I have at this point. You could probably drop four children off at my front door and I'd think they're mine. I'd be like, okay, come on, kids. Let's take a bath. I don't know. Everybody hop in the pool. We'll take a shower and then we'll go to bed. I don't know. Whatever.
It's sleepy time.
What's that one's name? Starts with an M, doesn't it? Right? Huh? No? Okay. Well, now it
starts
does.
Starts with
yeah.
M is right.
You're now M-Yay. If I had to be left to the cooking, these kids would be taken
that
away
is
by
correct.
Defects.
That is why Astrid is on it.
She's on it. Oh, she's a super powerhouse badass bitch. No doubt
is.
About it. But when she asked me what I want to eat next fucking Tuesday, I'm like, Astrid, you know me. You've known me for so long. We've been together. Our minds are melded together. We have mind meld. We officially have mind meld. And let me give you just a small example of mind meld. Ready? Today, kids are running around, the whole morning routine, kids are going to camp, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And I go, and one of my kids is running around with the remote control screaming and yelling about Peppa Pig or something like that in the bedroom, and Astrid is in preparing the other children inside of the bathroom. And without even thinking about it, I run up, I grab the remote control, and I say, hey, go in there and brush your teeth. And Astrid turns around and looks at me, and she goes, I was just about to say that. Mind meld. It's mm-hmm. done. It's official. We are the yep. same person. There is no difference between the two of us, except that she can cook and I can't. And she can do finances and I can't. And she's smart and I'm not. She's young and I'll never be again. There's a couple differences, but you know, you get it. You get
minor,
what I'm saying.
Minor
differences. Mm-hmm. Small differences. Mm-hmm. And so I just don't understand... I never understand how much food I'm eating or not eating because it's not a big deal to me unless I'm having cream and cereal, in which case at the middle of the night, and then I count how many bowls of cream and cereal.
Unless you don't have any. Like if she just all of a sudden stopped cooking, you would be like, what are we having for dinner?
It'd be pizza 24 hours a day.
Like
I'd be like, pizza.
Be
yeah,
us.
Like that's right. Even with you and me, you never cooked for me. Cody never cooked for me.
No.
You ordered pizza and you ate my bread. Those are the only two things that you did. Bread was not safe in my house. No. Kahoti would be like, bread monster.
I love a good bread.
You did. Or a good loaf of breads.
As you just dig your hand into it.
You just.
Those were the early days.
The early days of what?
Sleep eating.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You had the sleep eating problem. Yeah.
It was more just like drunk brain eating.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, yeah. And that's, I got that a couple times where I like in the middle of the night just woke up and started eating stuff. There was that, I was sleepwalking. There was that one time I went to the grocery store and got cranberry juice.
That's right.
At 3 a.m. and I locked myself out of the house. And Raphael was spending the night. And he like at 3 a.m, he's like, hey, Brian. And I like woke up in the middle of the kitchen.
You got cranberry juice.
I got cranberry
and
juice.
Not like some delicious food.
I had no shoes on. I had my wallet in my hand. Well, and cranberry juice.
You might have had your flip flops on, but those were like having no shoes on.
Well, no, I actually had no shoes on. Yeah, I had no shoes on. That's right. I walked through that Kroger parking lot, which probably. I probably picked up a couple bags of cocaine and some crack rock. I had grocery store feet. I walked into the grocery store and there were no shoes to be found. They weren't in the car. They weren't outside. Like, according to Raphael, I was shoeless. And he's like, no shit, dude. He kind of took to the next morning before I realized what happened. But I was drunk, but I wasn't like stupid drunk. And when I went to bed at like 11 o'clock at 3 a.m,
It had metabolized.
Yeah. I just kept getting drunker and drunker. The body was processing all the alcohol. But the next morning, Raphael's like, dude, what were you doing at the grocery? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, I actually had to let you in the house last night.
I've seen those things. I mean, I've seen those on TV, like how people will do that. They'll go through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
They won't even know they've done
fully
it.
Fully awake.
Yeah.
Fully awake.
Well, they're awake, but they're not.
But you're not. Some part of your brain is sectioned off. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not ever sure the partition came because I think I'm still sleepwalking through most of my life. But thank God for acid. I'm just not aware of how much I eat. Like, I don't concern myself until I'm hungry. And then I'm like, what am I going to eat? But you're right. I also don't cook. So there's no pre-planning ahead. I just look for what I can graze on in the house.
Which is Astra's delicious cooking.
Astra's delicious cooking. If it wasn't for that Venezuelan food, I'd likely be just a pepperoni. That's what I'd be, is a pepperoni.
Olives.
That's right. If the kids had to eat, I could survive for like 4 or 5 days because there's a couple go-tos I have that I know that I could pull out of my ass. One of them is mac and cheese. I can do mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. One of them is homemade mac and cheese.
Or we're talking
homemade mac and cheese. Yeah, of course, homemade mac and cheese.
Okay, good.
Yes, take it out of the box.
No,
put it in the thing.
No, they come with the cream package. No,
no.
My mom used to make homemade mac and cheese.
How the fuck do you make homemade mac and cheese?
Shred the cheddar.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, and you did the milk and a little bit of flour and the noodles,
I wonder what the best mac and cheese recipe is. I bet we could ask a few of our listeners.
Ina Garten knows.
Ina Garten. You know,
her stuff is really good.
I want to hate Ina Garten because
Why?
She's in the Hamptons and she's always, I've got President Biden coming over for lunch this afternoon. So I'm fixing the flowers and making my own napkins and I'm going to go spin some plates and put them in the kiln and then we're going to do this and do that. She's so pompous. But she's so lovable at the same time.
She's not like that. I think Martha Stewart's a little bit more like that.
Oh, Martha Stewart's like,
But Ina Garten is more just like good, straight up, good cooking.
I'm sharing that my perspective is when you live in the Hamptons and all you're doing all day is running around making flower baskets and food, of course, to whoever is in her circle, she is doing an incredible thing for them. She's giving them a gift.
Cookbooks, and I've bought lots of them and used them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And so
it's really good stuff.
So you're in a garden listening, cooking with Ina Garten?
Yeah.
What I perceive when I've seen the show, the few times I've seen the show, but when I see the show is she's in the Hamptons in this beautiful house making all this beautiful food with all these beautiful flower arrangements and all this other bullshit. Clearly, she's pretentious. But the way that she comes across is extraordinarily likable. And so then I have this dichotomy going on in my head. I'm like, I want to hate her. Not hate her, but I want to dislike her because she lives in the most beautiful place in the world and has this huge house and it can just sit around all day and cook food. But I don't because she seems very lovely. And then she makes all this lovely food. And at the end of every episode I've seen, then she serves it to all her friends and family.
Well, and her husband, most importantly, Jeffrey.
Oh, his name is Jeffrey? Uh-huh. Oh, I see what the connection here is. You think you're a little Lina Garden over there in your...
No, but I'm saying, once again, new little it's house. The woman that's doing all the cooking, and then the man enjoys the food.
You gotta admit.
But cooking is actually, like, therapeutic for me. I love it.
I know that so many people, for so many people,
I love it.
It is.
It's like meditative.
It's a gift. It's a gift.
I like listening to music, doing a little this, a little that. I'm not a baker. At all. That's
baking science. Yeah, that's
yeah,
science.
It's very precise.
Yeah. It's very
I just
precise.
Want to do a dash of the, a dash of that and a glass of wine and a dash of that.
I see cooking as a gift, like a real blessing, and it's an art and it's a talent. And when someone can do it, just like naturally cook something, you know, like Astrid, like she cooks these beautiful meals.
I know.
And even the most simple of these beautiful meals, It's wonderful and it's lovely, and I feel such gratitude for someone sharing their talent and their gift with me in a way that's actually going to help me sustain my life, because left yes. to my own devices, I would have had 3 heart attacks already, right?
Yes, yes.
So I appreciate it. And even Ina Garten, I've come, that's again, it's like the at first sight, at first glance, I want to go, oh, she's got everything in the world. And at second glance, I go, but she seems so nice and lovely.
She is. Well, here's the thing. I know you need a good recipe that like can be your go-to,
yeah,
and not the mac and cheese box.
Okay
I'm gonna teach you how to do this recipe, and it is so easy, so simple. It's this chicken marinade, and then you've got a grill, don't you?
I do. My brother actually just bought me one.
Yeah,
Kevin actually sent me
throw it
a grill.
On the grill, this chicken, it's so good, and that can be your go-to. Then you'll be the specialty, like my dad. His specialty is the mashed potatoes.
That's his thing.
And he doesn't cook anything else.
I used to have, like, I could cook one meal.
You need one.
Did I tell you, I learned how to cook one meal mm-hmm. when I was working back in the restaurant. The chef also said, he's like, you got to have one go-to recipe that can help you get laid, bro. You got to have one where you can invite a girl over, you cook her a nice meal.
It's Brian's famous whatever.
Brian's famous whatever. So I figured out how to cook salmon. Like lemon chili lime salmon, I think
that's
is what
a good
it was.
One.
It
that's
was
a good
it was a good
one.
And I made it a number of times at home by myself because I didn't have anybody to cook it or share it with. But I made it at home by myself, and I gave it to my roommates, and everybody seemed to like it. It was really good. So the very first time I'm going to pull this out is with my ex-wife. I'm going to pull out this recipe. I'm going to impress her. We're just starting to date. I'm going to do this. So I go to the store.
Let me settle in for this story.
I go to the store. Yeah, settle in. Get back. Get comfortable.
Okay.
Brian's about to ramble for a long time. If you want to take a nap over there, I'll wake you up when the story's over and you can laugh.
No, I'm listening. I like it.
So I go to the store. Let me back up a little bit. So I know that she's going to come over later on that night, my future ex-wife. That sounds so horrible. It's such an asshole, Brian. Julia. I'm just going to say her name. Everybody knows who my ex-wife is. Julia, she's going to come over later on that night. So I wake up in the morning, which is probably the afternoon at that point in my life. But I wake up in the
yes.
afternoon, and the local, the bartender who had worked with us for a long time, he had a pool in his backyard, and it was always the place to go on any weekend day.
Pool party.
And pool party meant absolute Sodom and Gomorrah. Everything and anything could be got there. The guy had a fucking kegerator on his back porch. He had a Jaeger orator on his back porch.
I've never seen those.
Okay, so you can imagine back porch.
No one needs that.
Not to mention the guy who was always sitting at the end of the bar selling all kind of wares. Cocaine, debity dabs, whatever you needed, this guy was. He also happened to be best friends with the bartender.
Of course.
So he was always, he literally would post up shop at this pool. This pool, they'd lived there so long, he made like tiki huts and it was unbelievable. This whole scene.
I'm picturing, do you know what I'm talking about when you've seen those chairs that are like in pools
yes.
at some hotels?
Yes.
For
yes.
handicapped people.
Yes.
Was he in that?
He was in like a floaty. He was just like floating around. Or he was in the tiki hut. This guy made a fucking tiki hut. He had a tiki hut. He had tents. He had one side of the pool was, they called it Jamland. They called me Jamland. So they would put me over in Jamland.
Jamland.
I'd sit there, Jamland. I had a company once called Jamland Productions. We did nothing.
jammed.
We didn't do anything. We put on one festival. We lost $1,000. So no one showed
that's
up.
That's it?
Chrissy. That's a whole different story. I never told the story about Jamland. I'll tell that story sometime. So Jamland. Anyway, so I get the phone call. Hey, you know, post up at the pool for a couple of hours. And I was like, I got to be careful because, you know, I got Julia coming over tonight. So I got to be careful. Well, I ended up at the pool and I posted up there for about 7 hours and I was tore up. And I'm like, oh shit. I look at the clock. I'm like, oh shit. I got like an hour and a half. I got to go make my chili lime salmon. I'm not hungry, but I got to go. I'll throw up anything I eat, but I'll go make it anyway. So I go to the store. I get the ingredients. I come home. I make the food. I make the chili lime. I put it in the oven. And then I go upstairs to get freshened up. And I fall asleep.
Oh. Oh, burnt salmon.
It wasn't burnt salmon. It was burnt sea bass because I had picked up the wrong fish.
God.
So therefore, I had cooked it incorrectly, and it was burnt. It was burnt sea bass, chili lime sea bass. And poor Julia, she struggled through it. But, I mean, it was just bad, 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 bad. We ended up having to go out to eat.
Anyways? You tried to?
She tried to eat it. I didn't eat much. I was kind of sick to my stomach at that point.
Yeah.
But she went and she just like a champ took a couple bites and I knew it at that point. Yeah. I had to forgive her and I had to forgive myself. I had to forgive everybody in the situation. Jam landed everybody. We had apologies all around. And we ended up going to the Chinese restaurant for food. But I used to have one really good dish that I could cook, and when I cooked it correctly with the right ingredients, then it turned out okay.
Yeah, well, that's good.
But I've never been a baker either. Like, I've never even attempted to bake anything. That just seems to me like literally a recipe for disaster.
I've attempted it before, and it's not like it seems.
I knew this girl one time. She baked, and she, like,
people
she
who are into
started
are
this
really
little
good.
Company where yeah. she was baking stuff, and it was terrible. Like, honestly, the food was terrible. It was so bad.
What? Well,
and she'd bring it over all the time, dreams. Telling me to taste it. She'd, look what I made, you know, super duper frosty cupcakes. And I'd be like, oh, great. Let me go in the bathroom and taste that. Flush.
I just ate.
Oh, I got to change. I got to change my batteries in my fire extinguisher.
Time for more blinker fluid.
It was terrible. Time for more blinker food, Brian. You mind taking care of my parrot for a few months? No problem, brother. I didn't know what
to say. Put it back in Jamland.
Yeah, put it back in Jamland. It'll get taken care of. Trust me, there's going to be a lot of people over there highly entertained by your parrot. Yeah, this girl used to bring over all these baked goods, and I always used to be like, oh, that's so delicious. I didn't know what else to say.
No, you can't say it's bad.
What do you say? What is the appropriate thing to do when you don't like food? Here's the complaint that Astrid has about me. Not the complaint, but the thing that she's noticed, and I believe it's true. I am not a picky eater necessarily. Like, you could put almost anything in front of me, and I'll probably eat it. For God's sakes, I've had, you know, fucking horse testicles and, you know, cow heart and all this other shit. So, bull testicles, not cow testicles. What did I say? Horse testicles? To be clear, I've never tasted horse testicles.
Horse?
I've never tasted horse testicles. Don't come at me. But when I go to a restaurant, I'm difficult to please because I've worked in the restaurant industry. And I just, like, I find myself displeased with a lot of the food at a lot of the restaurants we go to. Like, I'm like, it's okay. It's okay, is my thing. But I never complain. I never say a word. I don't tell waiters or waitresses. I don't say I don't like this. Send it back. Never, ever, ever have I done that.
Right.
But you go over to somebody's house, and they cook you something, and it's just not good.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? What is the appropriate thing to do?
Eat a couple bites.
Excuse yourself.
And then find something else maybe on the plate that you like. It's usually not just one thing.
You like push it around.
You push it around a little bit.
I think I've gotten pretty good at pushing food
around.
Eat the
salad. Yeah. There's usually a salad involved, so eat that.
Bread. You can have a roll.
Exactly.
With butter. It's hard to fuck that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they usually come prepackaged.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
do you have a family member that cooks that you just don't like their food?
No.
I do. Yeah, I do. Not like an immediate family member, but there's a family member that cooks. and I just fear
no,
the food.
No, in my family, we all try to outdo each other. So we're all like really
You're all like superstars,
cook.
Like
we're
rocking really and cooking? Cooks.
Yeah, especially during the pandemic. My sister and I would cook, I mean, what is, twice a week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was about to tell the story that like Kevin literally sent me a grill because we grill out a lot here.
Yeah, grilling's great.
I used to have this beautiful grill, gas, you know, the whole the thing on the side, and but I only used it once mm-hmm. in a blue moon to cook steak or burgers. Right? If you ask me to cook the meat, I'm okay. I can cook the meat on a grill.
Yeah,
not saying I'm great at it, but I'm okay. I can figure out how to cook it. So, but that thing all of a sudden it broke, and so then it was the pandemic, and we had just started the commercial break, and just like now at the commercial break, we're not making any money. We're making the same amount of money now as we were back then, and so.
Give us some horse
give
testicles.
Give us some more stuff.
Testicles, and we'll grill them.
Do you have any horse testicles? This cheap. Episode brought to you by Bob's Horse Testicles. Hey, it could be worse. It could be bull testicles. Hey, it could be worse. It could be Brian's famous sea bass chili and lime burnt souffle.
Famous.
It could be worse. It could be carrot, pineapple, upside down blueberry fucking cupcakes with extra sweet frosting on top. Double bubble, hubble bubble. Yeah. And that's the thing that gets me is all the fucking, like, the when this person was making these baked goods is all the extras, like, just playing with flavor combinations.
Wow.
But playing with flavor combinations that clear, like, you
didn't
know.
Belong.
Cardamom, cinnamon, lime, lemon, pineapple, purple nurple, you know, double bubble. Like, put it, hubba bubba, put it all in one and then just put extra sweet frosting on top and hope that it tastes okay. No. So I got this grill during the pandemic. So I look on Amazon, I get like a $32 grill, like one of those charcoal grills.
Okay.
Cheap little, tiny little charcoal yeah. grills.
I'm looking for a grill right now.
You can have my cheap little charcoal grill that I'm just throwing away. So we have used this thing over and over again during the pandemic, and it started to melt. We used it so much that the actual inside of it started to melt. It
yeah,
just
that's
looks
what
really bad.
Does.
Yeah, that's what $32 does. And so Kevin, my brother, came over the other day and we cooked steak on the grill. And we're having such a hard time getting the charcoal to light because the grill is melted and broken that Kevin, while we were not looking, bought us a new grill. And then it showed up on Wednesday. Yeah. And he's like, hey, man, I didn't mean to offend you. I just figured you needed a new grill. I know about that commercial
break.
That's
how you tell somebody that their food isn't good.
You say,
or
yeah,
a new piece just, of equipment. Yeah.
Hey, man, I got you.
Thought you could use this.
I got you a HelloFresh subscription. Hey, brother, I got you $300 a month in Uber Eats credits.
Yeah.
Why don't you use it next time I come over?
Right. TCB.
Hey, everybody. It's your favorite part of the show where I pine for more of your attention. First way you can help fill this hole in my soul, go to Apple and leave us a positive review. It takes 2 seconds out of your day and it really does help grow the show. But there's no quid pro quo here. You don't have to give us anything to get something for free. Go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button and send us your physical address. We'll send you a 21 EPM sticker directly to your locale. You can also go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited episodes, the same day they air here on the audio feed. 855-TCB-8383 is where you go to drop us a text message. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We take them all at 1-855-TCB-8383. Add the commercial break on Instagram if you're into that kind of thing. And TCB podcast on TikTok. It's what I hear the kids are doing. It's all the rage. One last thing. If you could, if you will, if you would, visit our sponsors' websites. Buy their products if you're in the market for them. And always use our specialized URLs or codes when and if you can. They pay our bills, and who knows, you may be the reason we have electricity in the studio tomorrow, and I thank you ahead of time for that kind gesture. Let's listen to those sponsors for a few minutes, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
TCB.
So, Mike, what is Jeff's favorite food?
Oh, I mean, he has many.
Yeah, but the thing that you cook that you think he likes the most.
Oh, well, I'm always switching it up.
There's not like one steady
chicken.
Meal?
Well, there. No, I mean, I do have a couple of different ones. I go from Italian to chicken, steak, burgers. I have a good salad that I do. I mean, I have a lot of different stuff. And he loves it.
It all
and
sounds
I, and
wonderful.
I know I'm hungry now. And I catalog it.
Hey, I got a new grill. If you want to put it together, we can cook.
This is how I know when Jeff doesn't like something. He really doesn't say anything. Otherwise, he's totally into it. You know, he's like, this is so delicious. Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
So good. So when he doesn't really say anything, I'm like, yeah.
So his default position when he doesn't like something is he just doesn't say, right. I really like this. But when he really likes it, yes. He says, I really like this.
Oh, yeah.
And then do you know instinctively not to make that thing again?
Of course.
Yeah, so you don't make it again.
Yeah.
So it's not like one thing that he just like salivates over. He's like, oh, man, can
right
you cook
now,
this?
Right now, and it becomes different things. But right now I make this chicken, this crispy chicken.
Oh, crispy chicken.
It's really good.
That sounds good. Crispy chicken sounds good.
It's really good.
Do you find yourself getting less and less attracted to chicken as you get older? I do.
No.
I find myself finding chicken. I mean, I used to really love to fuck a chicken, and now I'm finding myself less... less and less attracted to chicken.
Eating a lot of red meat is not good for you. So if you don't like chicken, then you're going to red meat. Otherwise, you need to go like vegan or seafood.
I do eat some seafood, but you know, the couple times I've had chili lime sea bass, which is a thing if you were to cook it correctly. Chili lime sea bass sounds delicious.
I like shrimp. I like some good shrimp.
I like some scrimps.
Peeling it shrimp.
I like some scrimps. I'll eat some scrimps. I like, what else do I like? Yeah, I like scrimps. I like cream and cereal. And I like a lot of different.
I make my own sushi.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You make your own sushi?
Yes.
Isn't that really difficult to do?
Yes.
Yes.
So I don't do it often, but it's really good.
I worked at this restaurant called Aqua Blue. Remember Aqua Blue?
Oh, I do.
Aqua Blue.
Oh, my God.
Remember that?
Yes.
Remember I had a festival there one time? Were you there? Did you show up to the Aqua Blues Fest?
No, I do remember the place, though. I met you after your festival days.
This would have been afterwards. Yeah. So Aqua Blue is a restaurant that I worked at. It was a lovely little restaurant. Not sure what the concept was, but it was like it was just a really nice restaurant on the inside.
A lot of blue.
Had a ton of blue and big curtains hanging down and dark lights and soft music. And the guys who ran the place were brilliant restaurateurs. But this restaurant always confused me, even when I was the manager over there, because they had a sushi bar and then they were serving like, you know, popcorn chicken in the bar. So it was like American /sushi/ whatever they could find. And so there was a lovely sushi chef. In fact, there were two sushi chefs. And one guy's name was Ken. And Ken was Vietnamese. And Ken had found a system to beat the Cash 3 lottery here in Georgia.
I didn't expect you to say that.
No. So he had this notebook, hundreds of pages.
I thought you were going to say a sushi system.
No, but I'll get to that in a second. So, but I'm just kind of giving you like color commentary.
He was actually doing it?
So he says, and he had a really nice car and then some extra things that you would go, oh, that guy's not he's not the, even though he's the executive chef, he's not on an executive chef pay scale. This guy's working way above his pay scale.
Mm-hmm.
So why he was working as an executive chef, I really have no idea. But he had this system. Drugs. Exactly. That's what I thought. I thought he was a bookie and just keeping notes. But he said, no, I'm doing the Cash 3. And he had hundreds of lotto tickets every day. He had hundreds and hundreds of pages of just these numbers. And then he would be like drawing lines through them and connecting the dots and doing this whole thing. He tried to teach me one time.
I listened to a podcast recently about that.
There are ways to beat the system.
Yeah.
There are patterns in the randomness.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I think you have to have a whole shitload of money to beat the system.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have to be able to buy a lot.
So my interpretation was that it was either he had built up this amount of money over a period of time, or it was him and some kind of organization behind him. I don't know.
We know what kind of organization.
Well, I'm not making an assumption. I'm just saying that I think you have to be bankrolled pretty well. Mm-hmm. Even with the dollar Cash 3 stuff, you got to buy like 1,000 tickets a day with these kind of random patterns and then hope that one hits for $2,000
and
you make your money
back. That
covers the
others and then gives you a profit.
And there's a movie about this. There's been people who have done this throughout time and then they get eventually the lottery
exactly.
Tells them they can't do it because you can't beat us. That's not fair. No, it's not fair that we can't beat you, you assholes. That's why you don't play the lottery. It's because the lottery is targeted to the people who can least afford it.
I know.
And that's why I buy lotto tickets.
I see people coming out of places all the time, and they are in a beat-up car. They're scratching those tickets. And I mean,
How I Lost My Millions. Isn't that a show on like TLC or so, How I Lost the Lottery or some shit? I don't know. I watched a few episodes of a show where they showcased how miserable people are after they win the lottery.
Well, that's been definitely documented because people come out of the woodwork too. Of, you know, it's not normally like respectable people of upstanding society that win the lottery. It's somebody who was maybe down on their luck. And then they have relatives that come out of the woodwork.
I want to get back to the sushi story because I'm interested to hear how you make sushi. Yeah, then they bankroll. That's right. Then they get an organization they put together, and now they're organized crime because the lottery said so, right? Whatever. Bullshit. I told you this story, I think, many episodes ago, but we worked at this Chili's, me and this girl that dated my very first like a Chili's job here locally in Georgia, and we were working in the bar often, so the girl that I was dating was one of the, I call them bar girls, but I say that with all due respect. They were the ladies who
the cocktail servers.
The cocktail servers. But in the Chili's, you served food there too. But, mm-hmm. you know, everyone's been to a Chili's. Yeah. You see the bar area and there's bartenders and, you know, so there's bartenders at the bar. You know how it goes. Everybody's been to a fucking Chili's. I don't need to explain it to you.
I think literally probably everybody in the world has been to a Chili's.
Of course you have, at least in the United States. You've been to a Chili's. Yes. Probably not recently, but you've been to a Chili's.
I haven't been in years, but you've been. You can picture it.
I want my diarrhea rack ribs. You don't want to know how those things were made. That's all I got to say.
I used to love those.
You don't want to know who was making your ribs. That's all I got to say. Number two.
Oh, no.
If you thought you could get ribs for $9.99, endless ribs at Chili's, and fucking Gordon Ramsay was cooking them, you got a different story coming altogether. It's a guy with one eyeball and a bad crystal meth problem.
Oh, my God. When I was young, I did love those ribs.
Oh, man.
It was a treat to go to Chili's when I was younger.
Yeah, me too. Hey, at one point, Chili's was the thing. Yeah.
You worked there.
I thought, hey, that that spicy queso gives me diarrhea. Why not go work there?
They were known for like their margaritas. Too.
Oh, their margarita, the shitaritas, the fucking extra sugar on top. I know.
Drinks that came in like a big martini glass.
Anytime you get a drink that glows in the dark, it's probably not good for you.
It's so true.
Chili's baby back ribs and glow in the dark margaritas are back. All you can eat shitarita ribs and shitarita-ritas.
Shitarita squared.
Your ass will glow in the dark. No need to turn on the light. It's like a neon algae bloom in your toilet. Add a blooming onion for extra firepower.
Wait, blooming onion was out back. What was the Chili's one?
Oh, that was Awesome Blossom. Add an awesome blossom for extra ass gas.
Awesome blossom.
Grassy ass. You'll be leaving Chili saying grassy ass. Can I get a kid's margarita? Rochambeau. Get your cocaine, your glow-in-the-dark margaritas, your endless all-you-can-eat baby back ribs made by Bob. Yeah. Bob with one eye and a bad crystal meth problem, and add an extra awesome blossom. So you can throw up when you yak.
I'm laughing because it's so true.
It's so true. If you knew what went on at those Chili's, yeah, I swear to God.
Those plastic menus with like the list of all of the crappy drinks.
I have to say this. Like anytime you have a menu with more than 10 items.
A spiral bound.
I know. I just was always amazed. There were 24 cooks. They were all in charge of 7 different items.
I don't think I've been to a place with the spiral bound menu in a while.
No, you haven't been
Thank
to a
God.
Cheesecake factory in a while?
No, no.
There's another one. Jeez Louise. They do have good cheesecake there.
They
though.
Do.
So this couple used to come in, and they started coming in one, you know, they came in one time and they started coming in on a regular basis. Yeah. They would be there like 3 times a week. I'll never forget them. Never, ever in my entire life will I forget them. They were the most humblest people in the entire world. When they walked in, you would have said, those people are working class to the bone. And they were.
Mm-hmm.
And the husband owned a landscape business that he ran by himself. He was one of those guys in his late 40s, early 50s, who had a trailer on the back of his pickup truck with a riding lawnmower. That's the kind of landscape company he owned. But every time they came in and they sat in my ex-girlfriend's section or anybody's section, they dropped.
Or
anybody's section. But I noticed it because we made, you know, we collectively would get a little extra bump. They would leave $100 bills as tips.
That's $100
bills as tips.
That is so nice.
And she would always pull it out of like a bank envelope, and she would like put the hundreds down, and sometimes it'd be 200 and sometimes it'd be 100.
You know what they do with landscaping companies a lot of times?
They launder money. Uh-huh. That's right. But what I found
out. You have to get rid of it.
So,
give it to Chili's.
Oh, yeah, of course. You got to give it to Chili's. You want to launder it through Chili's? I'm going to buy 10 awesome blossoms. And then I want to return them, but I need a receipt.
You get that cash flow going through somewhere else.
Yeah, no wonder that Chili's was making, Brinker was making so much, Brinks or Brinker or whatever that company name was.
The armored car service?
Brinker was the name of the company that, Brinks is the armored car, but Brinker owned a number of restaurants, including Outback Steakhouse and a couple other places. So until about...
Carrabba's?
They owned Carrabba's. They did. That's right. How did you know that? Carrabba's.
I used to work for Outback.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was
Carrabba's, Outback, Chili's. So these people one day, they, I think I told this story. They got into a head-on collision. And in the middle of the night, our phone starts ringing, like literal phone on the wall starts ringing at like 2 a.m. Our phone, me and my girlfriends, pick up the phone. It's the lady. And she's at the hospital, and she's Bob and I, I'm going to not use their name just in case. Bob and I were just in a head-on collision. We're at the hospital. Both of us have broken legs. We cannot drive ourselves, and we don't know anybody else in the area who can pick us up. We need to leave the hospital. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah. So I get dressed because, of course— Right? What are you going to do? You can't say no. Yeah. You're another human being. Like someone's in pain.
And this is before Uber and stuff too.
All that stuff. So we go to the hospital. We pick them up. We go to the pharmacy. We pick up the pain medication that they need. And we drive them to their house. Their house is a provincial mansion that is not even finished. It's still being built. Chrissy, they had 10 bedrooms. They had 4 family rooms. They had a basement the bigger than this house that I live in currently, which is not very big. But anyway, you get what I'm saying. So I couldn't believe it. We were like floored. What the fuck? How do these people own this house? How is that possible? He's a landscaper.
Mm-hmm.
They won the lottery.
Oh.
They won the lottery. And that night they told us, we won the lottery. We never tell anybody. Most of our family does not know.
Yeah, you shouldn't tell anybody.
And they're like, we're just sharing this with you because you're obviously at this house and you're probably wondering where we got all this funds from. And I was like, yeah, I was like landscaping. I was about to start a franchise part of your landscaping business. Like, I hate working outside and I don't like using my muscles for anything, but I would love to make this kind of money. Love it.
And just ride around.
Just ride around on a lawnmower and make $1 million a year. Fuck yeah. So they won the lottery, not the big lottery,
right,
but they won 10.
Sort.
I think if I remember, it was $10 or $15 million in the lottery, and they had won it 5 years previous to meeting us. They had invested wisely. They had done whatever. He still worked. She still took on odd jobs. I would still work. I mean, I'd still come to here.
Yeah.
I mean, what's
still
the difference?
Hang out and laugh with you.
I'm not making any money now. I mean, what's the difference? I'm not doing this for money.
I'd have to have a purpose.
Yeah. If you call the commercial break a purpose, sure. Why not?
It's my purpose.
It's your
life.
Purpose. It's my purpose too now.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I feel
it's
like
it's become my purpose.
I feel like if I can make one person have a little bit of a better day,
We
do get those reviews.
And I love
them. Hey, I was having a shitty day and you guys turned it around.
You guys are
so
stupid.
Yeah. You guys are so stupid that it made me laugh. I don't know. My favorite one is, I don't know why I like this show.
Some are bad.
Yeah.
Some are good.
I saw you
some
on
I
the...
Some I can't even, I don't even know what they mean.
Yeah, some I don't even understand. But I'm with it. I'm down with it. This is one lady. I think it was a lady. She said, I found you on the charts, decided to listen, had no idea what the show was about, still don't, but I'm listening. not about anything. That's the thing. Yes. You can enjoy. Tune in. So let's go all the way back to 15 minutes ago when I was talking about Ken and his lottery scheme. So they had this sushi bar. And so as a part of the manager training, I had to do stations, right? I had to go and spend a week in the kitchen,
at
spend
each
a week
thing,
here.
Just to get to live in their shoes.
Yeah. So I know what I know what the fuck I'm talking about when I'm ordering people
Hobart, on the Hobart.
On the Hobart.
The Hobart rubber mats.
I need a Alexa Pro or Alexa Can. Alexa Pan.
Weren't they called Hobart?
Hobart mats. Yeah, the Hobart mat. And then you had the Lexapro or the Lexican or whatever it was.
Lexapro
is a drug. Yeah. Okay. So I went and I spent a week with the sushi, Ken and this other lady who was making the sushi.
Nice.
And Chrissy, for a week, I attempted to make a sushi roll. And for a week, I did not succeed at making a sushi roll. I was always really good at testing, especially if it's like memorization. I can figure that shit out. I failed that test every time that that lady gave it to me. It was just like an oral test. Like, hey, what's this kind of roll have in it? What's that kind of? I could not for the life of me get it straight.
Hard.
I was so confused.
No, that's hard to remember what all the rolls have in them.
So my question is, how do you make the roll? Do you have like a sushi roll up thing?
It's a whole process. No. You have to get the right rice.
Yeah.
Which does
sticky rice?
It will stick together. There's a whole process to making the rice with rice vinegar. Different types of things. So that keeps it. And then you have the nori, which is the seaweed that goes over it. And then you're able to fill. So after, I'll just have to preface this by saying, after I made the sushi, my sister and I made it. And we were like, we did it. We made the sushi rolls. It's so great. And we were like, that's so hard. I'm just going to make sushi bowls now.
We made sushi one time and then we had sushi bowls.
Doing the bowls.
Oh my God. You guys cheated. You cheated. I was going to get into cock worship today, but then we went off on the food. Whatever. That's how much we care about our jobs, kids.
Mm-hmm.
We plan it.
Everybody should work at a restaurant.
Everybody should work at a restaurant.
Just saying.
Honestly, everybody should work at a restaurant. For 1 year of your life, right out of high school, work in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Get out of high school because there's a lot of bad influences, and I want you to be a little bit more mature. Don't start at 14 like I did, where the fucking 38-year-olds were taking me behind the McDonald's to smoke pot, drink beer, and talk about pussy!
You can't handle it.
You're still at the age where you're scared of pussy, Brian. I am 40-something years old, and I'm still at the age where I'm scared of pussy. Okay? Just share that. Paul was right. Paul was always right. Paul could not pass a driving test, but Paul was like the Oracle. You know the Oracle in The Matrix?
Yes.
He was like the Oracle. He told you exactly what you needed to hear, exactly when you needed to hear it. Yes. This guy was amazing. He was one of the most...
Did you paint houses with him too?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I painted houses with him, only I wouldn't go up on the ladder, so he had to fire me. I was scared of heights.
And pussy.
So I ended up, and pussy. Heights and pussy. Ladders and pussy. That's what I was scared of. Still scared of ladders and pussy, by the way. Still don't understand how either of them work. All right. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more about Chrissy and I, the show notes, the entire catalog, audio and video. It's all there, one location. But the best thing to do on our website is leave us your physical address and we'll send you a 21 EPM sticker or the next sticker, which we'll announce sometime
probably
in July.
Probably a What Would Frankie Do?
What Would Frankie Do sticker, that's right. It's probably going to be What Would Frankie Do. If you want either of those stickers, write in, tell us which one you want, give us your physical address, and we'll send it off to you. 855-TCB-83831. 855-TCB-83833. Toll free from anywhere in the world. Comments, questions, concerns, content ideas at The Commercial Break on Instagram, at TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. I guess that's all I can do for today, Chrissy.
I think so, Brian.
So, this is what I'll do. I'll say I love you.
And I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until the next time we waste your time talking about food, we always say we do say and we must say. Goodbye.